I wanted, they want.
Sony Pictures Classics present Friends with Money, starring Jennifer Aniston as Olivia, Joan Cusack as Franny, Greg Germain as Matt, Catherine Keener as Christine, Jason Isaacs as David, Frances McDormand as Jane, and Simon McBurney as Aaron. Directed by Nicole Holofcener. Audio described by Therese Birch on behalf of MCS Agency. Dirty dishes on a worktop. A cleaner, Olivia, picks up and reads a note with instructions. She loads a washing machine. She scoops old tissues off a table into a bin. She scrubs a lavatory. She picks up slippers, makeup, and a brush from under a bed, then opens a drawer to drop them in. It contains a vibrator. She shuts the drawer. An architect shows a model of a house to David and Christine.
So the corrugated metal not only reflects the beauty of the common off-the-shelf material, but also emphasizes the invisible line between the old and the new construction.
Wait, there'll be a line?
It's invisible.
Just let him finish.
Oh, sorry.
And then the windows here are large enough from the deck to be able to see the ocean from your master bedroom.
No way, really? Oh, God, that's great.
Honey, it's us.
Going this high will, of course, require some special permits from the city.
Why?
Well, because the neighbors could possibly get upset.
Oh, I think we can live with that.
We want it.
We want it.
Hey, you want some coffee?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Christine knocks her leg on a chair. Olivia cleans a shower tray, pulling hair from the plug hole. She makes a bed, smoothing the white cover. She opens the drawer again, looks at the vibrator, then shuts it. She vacuums a rug. Franny and Matt dress their kids.
These shoes cost $95?
I don't understand why she has to have these kind of shoes.
Lord, sweetheart. Well, her feet are growing.
Exactly. That's why we should be buying a regular $20 crap, because she's going to outgrow them in 2 weeks.
Well, no, that's just the opposite, actually. When their feet are growing, you want the best support possible.
How do you know this shoe theory?
It's just known.
Come on, sweetie, let's go get your pajamas on.
It's late. Good night. I know it's early, but good night.
Franny dances down the corridor with her son. Olivia opens the door again and takes out the vibrator. Aaron is dressing.
Does this shirt look weird with these pants?
The sitter's coming.
Like it's too thick.
Who cares?
It feels bulky.
Aaron looks at his wife, Jane.
Why don't you answer me?
It's fine.
Because I could put on the new striped one. That tucks in better. What?
You're pathetic.
I'm putting on the new striped one.
Good choice.
As Aaron leaves the bedroom, Jane sits on the bed with their son. Olivia puts the vibrator back in the drawer, looks around at the bedroom, and smiles. She leaves, picking up a check from a table by the door. She lets herself out of the apartment. The three couples and Olivia are in a restaurant.
This kid played at my house all day, and his parents don't even know who I am.
How do you know?
Because the next day I see him at school, and they smile. They don't say anything like, thank you.
That's insane.
It is. I fed him two meals. Kissed his boo-boos, cleaned up his pee. Don't you think that his mother should at least acknowledge me?
That's just rude.
Yes. I'd want to know everything my kid was doing.
Maybe the nanny didn't tell the parents that she took him to your house.
No, parents know where their kids go.
Where's yours?
Sitting in front of Dragon Ball Z, right where I left him.
I think it's too violent.
You think SpongeBob is too violent?
No, I never said it was violent. I said it was ugly.
I'm ugly.
You know, I don't get SpongeBob.
Oh, come on.
Christine. No, I don't.
How do you not get it?
Why would I say I don't if I do?
Okay.
Hey, you guys, listen, Franny and I bought a table at an ALS fundraiser.
Yeah.
Will you guys come?
No.
No? It's at the Casa del Mar.
What is ALS?
It's Lou Gehrig's disease. Yeah. It's really horrible. I mean, it's awful.
Right.
Okay, well, come.
Oh, hey, my stockbroker's wife is doing it. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me. Did you guys find a place to donate your money? Because I thought of a couple of ideas.
Yeah, we decided we're just going to give it to Tammy's school.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How much?
Don't ask that.
I can't I?
No.
$2 million.
Olivia looks shocked.
That Shabbat Shalom school.
Jane.
The one that makes you sell the challah bread?
Oh, I love that bread.
Shit. Give the money to Olivia.
Jane?
You're working as a maid. You need money.
No, I don't. I'm fine.
Who's working? You're working as a maid?
You're a teacher.
Since when is that? Is that like hip now? Cleaning houses?
David, what would be hip about working as a maid?
I don't know. Like the Zen, so unhip at school.
Olivia frowns at David.
Can we please talk about something else?
There's nothing wrong with working as a maid. Who cares what people think? Our maids make good money.
Yeah. I think our maid goes through our stuff.
She does not.
I don't know. Stuff moves around. Do you go through people's stuff?
Like what?
Like their drawers and shit.
No.
Good. That would be really fucked up.
Excuse me. I'll be right back.
Matt leaves the table.
He still smokes.
He didn't quit.
Can you stand it?
Well, it doesn't make me smoke.
Does it scare you or disgust you?
Oh.
You know, there's a Say sample sale on next week if anyone wants to go.
Say what?
Say cashmere.
Oh, can't afford that.
Matt returns.
Oh, fast.
They wouldn't let me smoke out there. It's so uptight.
Anyway, I'd like to make a toast very much to Jane. You're wonderful and generous and talented and always been there for me.
Oh,
I don't know what I'd do without you guys. I think about what my days would be like without having you as friends, and I would just want to die.
We love you.
Happy birthday, sweetie.
What did you get her?
Jane holds up a handbag.
This.
Ooh.
Wow. Good taste.
You like
Aaron.
It?
Yeah. He's so gay.
Every time we see them, you say that.
Because it's like there's a person sitting there with a tree growing out of his head and nobody says anything.
No, it seems like he loves her. So, tell me what you don't get about SpongeBob.
No.
Come on, I'm giving you the opportunity.
I'll pass.
Well, where else are they gonna put their money?
I don't know. Hungry people. Us.
We've got money, and you know what? We don't give it to hungry people.
Not that kind of money. And yes, we do give money away. We gave away a lot of money last year.
That's true, but, you know, they probably do too, so.
Jesus, poor Olivia.
Why?
She's the only one of our friends not married.
Yeah.
Is a pothead.
Mm-hmm.
Is a maid.
She doesn't look unhappy, so maybe.
Christine and David have not had sex in almost a year. Did you know that she has never actually seen his asshole?
What?
It's a fact.
How is that actually possible?
I don't know. I guess if you didn't really want to see it, it could be avoided. Oh, God, it is so sad.
Franny and Matt are driving home.
Should we give Olivia money?
Oh, no. No, not again.
Well, I feel bad. She's cleaning houses.
Well, it's her choice. I mean, she could be doing something else.
I know, but should we hire her?
What, to clean our house? Are you crazy? For our house? No. God, no.
I bet she'd get really stoned and become a cleaning maniac. I bet she's really good.
Yeah. No. That's much worse than giving her money. No. No way.
Olivia is squeezing cream from a small tube into a cupped hand in front of the bathroom mirror. Using both hands, she rubs the cream vigorously into her face, her chestnut hair pinned back, studying her face in the mirror. She stops and wipes her nose, holding her cream-covered hands in front of her. Olivia lies in bed. She puts down a joint and picks up the phone.
Hello? Hello?
She stares at the ceiling, puts down the phone, and pulls up the duvet. A workman leaves a portaloo in front of David and Christine's house, which looks like a building site. She is inside, looking at a brochure.
I'm kind of sick of modern.
David is cleaning his teeth.
I swear to God, I feel like as soon as we did it, everybody else did too.
You have good taste.
Also incredibly trendy. I think you should be very minimalist.
A minimalist family room?
Yeah. You know, just the necessities. Beige, gray, maybe a shock of color somewhere, like an orange lamp in the corner or something like that, you know?
David closes the bathroom door impatiently.
So, all the cleaning supplies are under the sink in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Guess I'm pretty messy.
No, that's okay. I mean, that's what I'm here for.
This is the kitchen. I don't have a dishwasher.
A fat, grubby man, Marty shows Olivia his flat.
So, can you come on Mondays?
Yeah, Mondays are good.
And, how much do you charge?
Well, let's see. About $65.
I was kind of hoping for 50.
I don't usually charge that little.
Right.
Unshaven, with long, greasy hair, he nods, embarrassed, then looks away.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Jane is driving slowly on a busy street.
How much farther up my ass can you get?
The driver behind her gives Jane the finger.
Fuck you! You're buying fruit! Sad.
So, this guy is showing me his disgusting house, which clearly he's self-conscious about. Then he has the nerve to ask me to take less money.
What did you say?
I said okay.
Why?
Because,
Olivia,
because if this guy is so pathetic that he has to haggle with his cleaning lady, I should just do it. I mean, that guy's worse off than I am.
Or you are too scared to stick to your price. God, I don't understand how you can clean somebody else's toilet. I can barely touch my own.
You don't touch your own.
I know it.
Now, let me ask you a question. What's going on with your hair?
Why, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, is that goop or is that just dirty?
No, I guess it's dirty.
Doesn't look good.
If I wash it too much, it dries it out. I don't want to talk about my hair anymore. I'm going to get a sample.
Jane?
Hey! Olivia, this is Maya.
Hi, Maya. How are you doing?
Your clothes are everywhere. My friend's seen them at Barney's.
Yeah, we're doing well. Hey, congratulations. Obviously, you had your baby.
Yeah. Jane, Olivia. This is Tall.
Oh, Tall?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hi.
I have the hardest time agreeing on a name.
What if it turns out short, Maya?
You know, we actually thought about that the other day. My husband is kind of short.
Well, he's young. You can always change and you might not notice.
Okay. Well, no, we like the name. It's not Tall, it's Tal.
Oh, it's Tal.
You know what? We have to go. So nice to meet you.
Yeah, congratulations, really.
Wow, that was awful. I can't
Jesus.
Take you anywhere. That
was
awful.
It was a
awful.
Joke.
What are you so angry about lately?
I'm not angry. Oh, my God, aren't those the saddest looking plants you have ever seen?
No, you really are. I want to know what you're mad
Jesus,
about.
Jesus, that's the fucker that flipped me off. Asshole!
Okay, you're not angry.
You fucked at Chaya Venice? We go there all the time.
They have great sushi.
Was it on the sink?
No, it was in the stall up against the wall.
Franny works out, watched by her trainer, Mike.
Does she like this?
She starts it.
What is that? Public places.
No. She's into getting caught.
By whom? Daddy?
Some raises. 10.
I'm fixing you up with Olivia.
No, you're not.
You need someone normal. Olivia will fuck you in a bed.
I have a girlfriend.
She's married, you idiot, and she's weird. You'd be lucky to have Olivia. She's great.
All right. Hold. What does she do?
She used to be a teacher. I mean, she did until about a year ago. And she taught at this really fancy school in Santa Monica. She taught 11th grade. You would not believe the cars that these kids drove. And she drives up in her ancient Honda, and they give her quarters for food. They thought it was hilarious. She couldn't take it anymore. It's too bad, too, because she was so good with kids. She just loves them, and she's so patient and giving.
How are her tits?
Up. Really good.
Hmm.
David and Christine are script writing.
But I'm marrying Richard. I don't care what you say.
He's so wrong for you. You don't even like the same things.
Doesn't matter. We have amazing sex.
You know what? I don't give a shit what you do.
They sit at their laptops.
I don't think you'd say that. Don't type that.
I don't give a shit.
But you do. You just wrecked the car. I made you so mad.
No, I wrecked the car because the thing with the lap dance.
But these people are supposed to be in love.
Says who?
Us, at the pitch meeting.
I don't care. I'm mad at her. I distance myself.
I can't work like this.
Like what?
You're bullying me.
I'm bullying you? We're having a discussion.
No, we're not. You've changed your mind. You're being stubborn about it. We're writing this together. Why is there so much noise?
Maybe because we're building a second story.
What?
David shakes his head. Aaron is in a clothes shop.
Not too many people could wear that color. You could get away with it. I don't know. Try this one on.
The man hands Aaron a top.
Oh.
He holds it up against himself. The man smiles at him.
You can't tell shit if you don't try it on. But they're in their dressing rooms.
It's cool, they don't care.
Yeah, good idea.
Aaron takes off his top and tries on the sweater. The man watches him, head on one side, smiling and nodding.
Yeah,
looks good.
I think I should get it?
Yeah.
Thanks, you know, I never would have seen it. There's just so much stuff here.
Pay me back with a coffee?
A coffee?
Have a coffee with me.
I've got to get back to work.
How about dinner?
Aaron displays his wedding ring.
I'm married.
Oh, well, you know, lucky man.
The man leaves.
No.
Olivia enters Bloomingdale's cosmetics department.
Oh, hi. How are you today?
Hi, fine. Thanks. I'm looking for this product. I think I saw it in a magazine. So I think they said it was for lines like Resolution Decontraxol.
Oh, yes, or Resolution.
Oh, yeah. Maybe, I think. They said you were giving out samples.
Oh, yeah, we are. Would you like one?
Yeah, right. Sure.
Well, you use this at night, and you'll see that the results are amazing.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you know, your oily face could really do with some clarifiance.
Olivia turns her back on the assistant and leaves. She enters another shop and approaches the cosmetics counter.
Hi. Can I help you with something?
I think so. I'm looking for this lotion. I saw it in a magazine. Can't remember the name.
Resolution?
Maybe. I think so. Anyway, they said you were giving out samples.
He produces a little jar.
Oh. Is that it?
She studies the sample.
Great. Thank you. You know what? I was, could I go in for my girlfriend? She had asked
me. Not a chance.
Hi.
Hi. You're early.
Yeah, I had to get away from my stupid husband.
See, this is my girlfriend. Give her a sample.
The assistant gives a forced smile and hands Christine a jar.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
This is actually for me.
Give it to me.
Yeah.
Christine hands Olivia the sample.
I just think it's dangerous. I mean, kids get paralyzed falling off them.
You put a net around it.
I think we should just get rid of it. I think the maid would take it.
And then her kids would get paralyzed.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Franny and Matt are in their bedroom.
I'm worried about Richard.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't play with balls.
So, what do you mean?
Like, at the park. He has no interest in them.
Well, he probably does other things. He's probably just playing with the other boys that don't like balls.
Exactly. Little gay boys.
Oh.
Would it bother you if he was gay?
Oh, no, you know, I just don't want him to have any pain.
Well, everyone has pain.
Well, then extra gay pain.
That's not funny.
Oh, come
on. No, it's not.
Come on.
Olivia is at home stacking her sample jars.
Hi,
Hi, this is Olivia. I'm not home. Leave me a message. Honey, hi, it's Christine. Listen, I just recommended you to this sort of friend of mine through business who's looking for someone to clean her house. She's very rich and very picky, but I think she'll pay a lot of money. So if Melanie Charney calls, just, that's her. Bye.
Aaron strokes his son's hair.
And all the thoughts of the day going up, 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 and up the top of your head. And everything is white and calm, easy, sleepy.
Aaron kisses the top of his son's head.
Love you.
I love you too.
Aaron moves aside as Jane gives her son a soft toy.
Here's Ralphie.
Aaron gives him another toy.
Don't turn off the light.
Jane and Aaron leave their child's bedroom.
I really want another kid.
No way.
Why not?
I don't know, because I'm 100.
You are not 100, and I'm sure we could get pregnant if we tried.
There's no way we're going to have another baby.
You can't just decide that.
Olivia lies in bed smoking a joint. She picks up the phone.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Another hang up?
Olivia sighs and puts down the phone. She lies on the bed in her dark room, staring at the ceiling. She covers her eyes with a hand. Christine takes ice cream out of the freezer and pushes a spoon into it. David walks over to a pile of letters and goes through them. Christine watches him, head on one side.
Why do you look different?
I shaved my thing, my beard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like 3 weeks ago.
Wow, you shaved your beard 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
God, I'm so sorry.
For what?
Well, for not noticing.
It's okay, I don't care.
Well, it looks good.
Thanks.
He leaves. She waves the spoon. Olivia is with Mike in a cafe.
So Franny, who I met through Jane, my friend Jane, she designs clothing. She's real. They're all kind of weird. What do you keep looking at?
I think the girl sitting behind you is someone that I went to junior high school with. Don't. Hey. Please don't stare. No.
Why not?
How do I look?
Compared to what we just met.
Oh, yeah.
So you're from here?
Or? Yes, I grew up in the valley.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, it's so weird. She hasn't changed a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you go say hi to her?
Are you kidding me? That girl ruined my life.
What, really? What'd she do?
Well, we made out once in her father's basement, and I was in love with her, you know. And she was my girlfriend for like 2 hours, and she dumped me. So.
Olivia stares at him. He looks over at the pretty girl.
Sorry. Yeah, it's wild. It's wild for me to see her here.
Olivia leans on her elbow.
So, do you work out?
No, not really.
Bored, Olivia taps her finger. Christine is at home with her son.
We all went on safari near the Serengeti Gate. We startled weary warthogs.
You want to do some work?
I'm reading with Max.
We gotta work.
Wambi.
Okay. We'll read more later, okay, babe?
Rhea! Yeah,
Mama's got it.
When are we gonna get our tree?
We got a whole month.
When are we gonna get it?
Christine smiles at David.
Well, we'll get it before Christmas. I promise you, buddy, all right?
Okay?
Whatever. Ow!
Christine, barefoot, steps on some Lego. Mike is with the pretty girl in the cafe. He beckons to Olivia to join them. She frowns at him holding a newspaper, then turns away and continues reading. Olivia is at the counter paying the bill.
Wait, no. I'm paying. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. We had so much to catch up. Don't let her pay. I'm paying.
No,
I am a shithead.
It is hard enough having a blind date.
I know. You're absolutely right.
She leaves the cafe. Mike follows.
Hey, so can we go out again? Please? Listen, I just went apeshit back there because that's a girl who humiliated me in high school. Didn't anyone ever just, you know, wreck your life and then you see him as an adult? It's intense.
Olivia frowns at him.
Are you stupid?
Kind of.
What do you do again? Oh, right, you're Franny's trainer.
What do you do? Franny said that you used to be a teacher.
I'm a maid.
She looks defiant.
Yeah, right.
But I can't be a maid?
No, you can't, not really.
That's funny.
You're really a maid?
Yeah.
Hmm.
In fact, I have a job right now, so I gotta go.
Can I come watch?
Your sister called.
What kind of fish should we get?
Your father's had a stroke.
Very funny.
I have a problem with this line. I really think Elliot would believe her.
Why would he believe her? He saw his father yesterday.
Because it's... Melanie just doesn't joke like that. It's not in her character.
No, I don't agree.
God, how did we even get this far? It's like we're writing two different scripts.
Every time we disagree, you fall apart.
Christine smiles and eats a biscuit.
Oh, God.
David looks impatient.
You're eating a lot of shit lately.
What?
I said you're eating a lot of shit lately.
So what?
So I can see it on your ass. I'm just telling you because, you know, thought you want me to tell you if I noticed something like that.
What made you think I'd want you to tell me if my ass was getting fat?
Because I guess I would want you to tell me if I was gaining weight.
Really? You'd want me to tell you?
Yes, I would.
Would you want me to tell you, for instance, that you always have bad breath? Would you want to know that?
I guess.
Well, now you know. You know how I'm always trying to get you to drink more water? It's not because it's healthier. It's because your breath smells like a dead man.
Why didn't you just tell me? I would have got my teeth cleaned or something.
Because I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
It wouldn't.
Really?
Well, it's not like it's my fault, per se.
Man, I wish I had that mechanism.
So, not only do I have bad breath always, but I'm a dick because I don't take it personally.
Christine shakes her head.
I can't work anymore. I'm out.
Christine leaves her house. There are workmen sitting in the front garden eating. She waves to a neighbor who ignores her. Christine looks bewildered. She approaches her car. The neighbor glances at her with a disgusted expression. Mike is looking in a fridge.
A fat-free turkey, she got fat-free pepperoni, fat-free milk, diet this, diet that. Can't believe it's not fat. Jesus. Of course, vodka. Big bottle of tequila, more vodka, some Ben and Jerry's in the back.
He pulls out a bag of weed.
Makes sense now.
Put that back.
See, she has to either get drunk or really stoned to believe that she's actually eating something.
Do you, you smoke it?
What? Their pot? No. I smoke my own.
Wrecks your brain.
Okay. Here, why don't you clean the inside of that?
That's disgusting.
Olivia hands Mike a sponge to clean the fridge.
How come you don't have a boyfriend?
I don't know. That's my last boyfriend.
Okay, I'm not doing a good job. I can't. This is disgusting. I'm gonna throw up.
Who cleans your fridge?
Manuela.
Oh.
You gave me the worst job.
I so did not give you the worst job.
Mike stands in Olivia's way and dances with her.
What are we doing?
Well, we're dancing.
Hey.
It's fun to dance.
Yeah.
Can I kiss you?
You seriously want to kiss me now?
Mm-hmm.
He looks her up and down.
Yes. I do.
Okay.
Do you want to put that down? Okay.
She puts down a bottle of cleaning fluid. They kiss passionately. Jane and Aaron are in a restaurant.
Where's the waiter? I think he fell off the face of the fucking earth.
He was nice.
To you, maybe, because he thinks you're cute. He didn't even notice I was sitting here.
What are you talking about?
You are so blind. The waiter's like in love with you.
I'm a guy, and I'm with you.
I just want the check. It's like they are up your ass every 5 minutes to get your order. Then when you need the check, they go out back and smoke a cigarette or something. Oh, here he is.
If everything was all right, can I get you anything else?
Just a check.
No.
The waiter nods and leaves. Aaron looks at a woman at the next table.
Honey, look, it's one of yours.
Yeah.
Don't you love that?
No, she doesn't look very good in it.
Yeah, but it's yours. You designed it.
Jane glances at the woman, then exchanges looks with Aaron. Olivia picks up some money by a note for the maid.
How much?
$100.
It's not bad. Mm-hmm. Whoa, whoa, hello.
Mike looks at the cash.
I mean, I helped. Yeah, I mean, don't you think I should get some of the money?
Olivia looks at him, incredulous.
I mean, not if it's a thing, but...
She looks down at the money in her hand, uncertainly.
I mean...
She holds out some notes. He takes them.
Cool. You know, you can make a lot more training.
You make like $50 an hour?
65.
So out of shape.
So, why is he a jerk for not being upset? I mean, it sounds to me that just like he's more confident than you.
He's a jerk because he's not upset. Of course he's upset. Wouldn't you be upset if I told you I had bad breath all the time?
You do tell me I have bad breath.
And how does it make you feel?
Not great, but it doesn't like rock me to the core, you know? I just go brush my teeth.
Well, he told me I was getting fat. It's much worse.
Are you?
Aaron, why are you being such a jerk?
Because you two are just sitting there deciding that David's the schmuck.
Well, he is.
Maybe and maybe not. I'm sorry, Christine, but maybe it's partly you.
She knows it's partly her. I do. You know, I just have to be more like Franny. She shrugs everything off, right? No, she shrugs because she doesn't like confrontation.
Yeah, maybe she just chooses her battles. Are we going to this fundraising thing?
No. Yeah, no, yeah. What is it again, anyway?
Homeless.
ALS.
Oh, that is so sad.
And I get to wear the Yoji jacket I never get to wear.
You have a Yoji Yamamoto jacket.
Yes, and he is so sexy in it.
Is he?
Maybe if you and David had more sex, you'd get along better.
He's my husband. It doesn't count. Right? Fuck. Well, how often do you guys have sex?
Often.
No, we don't have sex often.
Aaron glares at Jane.
Well, I thought...
You know, has a lot of sex? Matt and Franny.
Well, I would have a lot of sex if I had that much money. I mean, you know, nothing to worry about, no stress.
You're crazy.
I'm not. Listen, they are relaxed. They never fight.
I've seen them fight.
No, not often.
Well, you think he can't get lung cancer because he's rich?
Probably.
You're so bitter. I cannot believe he smokes. And she lets him.
Mm-hmm. How does she let him?
By accepting it.
Yeah, well, good for her. Maybe that's why they don't fight. That and the money.
Franny and Matt are in bed. She pulls her arm from under him.
Ugh, your hair smells so good.
Really?
Mm.
I wasn't sure that lavender tea grass thing was too strong.
Oh, yes, I liked it. It was good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I wonder how the blind date went.
Oh, yeah. I don't really see them hitting it off, you know. Mm.
I know. Mm. I just want her to have a date.
Yeah.
Olivia flicks through a photo album on her bed.
What exactly is the problem?
I don't know. You just haven't met the right guy. And until you meet the right one, the others are all wrong. Boy, she met some wrong ones, especially in her 20s. My God, that was painful to watch. I think she's still hung up on that married guy, Raymond.
Who, Mr. Masculine?
She used to squeeze his whiteheads.
That's gross.
I know.
Cleaning their teeth, Franny and Matt spit into twin basins. Mike and Olivia enter Marty's apartment.
Wow, this is sad.
Yeah, he's single. But there's kid stuff around.
It's really got a fantastic decorating sense. What a piggy.
Mike collapses onto the sofa.
So, what does this guy do for a living?
I think he's unemployed.
Yeah, his house feels unemployed. And he has a maid, that's weird.
Maybe he's depressed because he doesn't work. And he feels too bad to clean up.
Sounds like a real putz.
Makes sense to me.
Hey, let's fuck here.
Olivia looks around the bedroom.
No.
Aaron is in a sandwich bar.
Excuse me, I've seen you in here, a lot.
Yeah, I just work up the street.
Oh, what do you do?
I run my own company.
Oh, tell me.
Aaron notices a wedding ring on the man's finger.
Well, it's like an organic bath products company.
Uh-huh.
Called Luscious.
You're shitting me. I love that stuff. Are you talking about the... It has the chunks of fruit in it and...
You use it?
I love it.
Oh.
Can I take your order?
Yeah, I'd like some brie, but on wheat bread, please.
All right.
Yeah.
And you?
I'm gonna have the exact same thing. That sounds
yeah,
great.
Yeah, with salad.
Okay.
You want salad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Aaron, by the way.
You're kidding. I'm Aaron.
You know, I'm Aaron.
No, I'm Aaron.
Nice to meet you, Aaron.
And you, Aaron.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you do?
I'm a clothing designer.
Really? My wife's a clothing designer.
Oh, oh my goodness. What
do you design?
Socks, actually. I own Shock Socks.
Oh my God.
Aaron pulls up his trouser leg.
No, you're wearing my socks. Oh my goodness, that is fantastic.
So it's like a 6-week anatomy course.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how much does something like that cost?
I think it's like
$1,800. Oh, God.
Well, you can't get a certificate without it, you know?
Uh-huh. Well, can you make $65 an hour right away?
Well, it's sort of complicated. What are you doing? You all right? It's just a stitch. Breathe.
Stitch?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, can I work at the place that you used to train for eating?
Yeah, maybe you should try making it to the end first.
Because you know what? I could clean and I could train.
Okay, well, let's keep going then. How about that?
Fuck that. Everything hurts.
Jane is about to park her car when another driver takes her space.
What? Hey! Excuse me. Are you totally blind?
What are you talking about?
Marcus, hi! I'm Wyatt's mom.
Oh, hi. What's going on here?
Let's see. Well, you stole my parking place, obviously. And you know what? Your son had a play date at my house last week.
He did?
He did, yes. Nice nanny brought him over.
Who are you?
Wyatt's mom.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi. He had two meals, you know, big ones. Broke a mug, and he told us that you let him watch Desperate Housewives.
The woman gets back into her car.
Yeah, I thought you might want to know.
Buckle up, boy.
And yeah, you're welcome! Idiot.
What about my gum? Not now.
Take your time, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. So, it's a 6-week course, and when it's over...
You have to take a test.
Yeah, but when I'm done, I get a certificate that tells me I can work in a gym.
Olivia is with Franny.
How was the sex?
It's fun. He doesn't look at me, though.
Ooh, hate sex?
No. Anyway, so the course is $1,800, and I pay it back over a period of time.
That's a lot of money.
But I make it back.
Why don't you just go back to teaching? Teach poor kids.
It's not my calling.
Miss Franny, I am going home now. Hi, Lydia.
Hi, Teresa. Hey, you know what? I'm doing what you do now.
Oh?
Franny nods sadly.
I'm a housekeeper. Cleaning houses.
Okay, good night.
Bye. That's so stupid.
I'm just sort of confused because you're my only friend who doesn't like to exercise, and you're going to be a trainer.
What? I don't understand. Do accountants have to love numbers? Do nannies have to love children?
Yeah.
Franny, if you had to work, then what would you do?
I feel like I work. I feel like taking care of my kids is work.
But you have full-time help.
It's true.
Franny looks searchingly at Olivia.
Are you trying to make me feel bad?
No, I don't think.
Olivia looks confused.
I'm sorry.
Franny shakes her head.
What about Christine? I know. What are they doing to that house?
Sort of sad.
Yeah, I mean, they should be in couples therapy, not expanding their home.
You know, I would feel a lot better about giving you the money if you went to a therapist and figured out what you really want to do.
So is that a no on giving me the money for the training?
No, I'm not saying that. I mean, I have to talk to Matt about it anyway.
Do you have to check with Matt on lending me money for therapy?
Well,
you know, you buy your two-year-old daughter $80 shoes from France, and you're giving me a hard time.
That's Matt. That's not me.
Oh, I better go.
You're leaving?
You don't understand what it's like. And before Matt, you would have lent me the money. It's not even his money. It's your money.
Of course it's his money. We're married.
Olivia leaves.
So we thought we'd do something tomorrow afternoon, if that's okay.
Are you kidding? You need friends. Go. Is he married?
I guess so. He's got a ring.
Jane gets into bed with Aaron. He leans over towards her.
Come here.
He kisses her, then climbs on top of her. She strokes his face.
You're my best friend.
I'm sorry.
She rolls over, turning her back on him.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
You're just tired.
Yeah, I am.
It's okay.
I don't feel like myself.
He sits up, resting his chin on her shoulder.
I think this birthday was hard for you.
43. What's the difference?
Yeah, but you're in your 40s now. It's real.
It's like we're just waiting to die.
She stares ahead, miserably.
You're serious. That's so depressing.
He strokes her hair, then looks at his hand.
Han, your hair.
Does it feel greasy?
He gets out of bed. She turns onto her back.
I don't feel like washing it. My arms get tired.
So, do you think Christine and David are going to split up?
She moves her head on the pillow, looking weary.
Do you remember that fight they had at our wedding?
No.
They were yelling at each other in that only downstairs bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
She was mad because he made some crack about her dress. Do you remember that weird dress?
Aaron returns to bed.
It's like they keep having the same argument, and they weren't even married yet.
You think they shouldn't have gotten married?
I don't know. Maybe it was right at the time.
Yeah, but that's not enough to get married, is it? Right at the time.
They exchange looks. It's dark. Olivia sits outside a house in her car, smoking. She picks up her phone.
Hello? Hello, who is this? Why do you keep calling me?
Olivia hangs up, watching a man inside the house who stands by a window with a blind. She leans over a shopping trolley in a supermarket, slowly pushing it past the chiller cabinets, looking bored. She stops, opens a freezer, pulls out a carton, and chucks it in the trolley.
Hey! I know you.
No, I don't think so.
It's Marty, whose apartment she cleans. He looks awkward as she blanks him. Christine is outside her house with her son.
Oh, look! There's Sammy's mom. Hi, Sammy's mom.
Hi.
We're just bringing you some cookies. We heard you got a new kitten. Max would love to come over and see it soon, wouldn't you, babe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Want a cookie? Just
no thanks.
Marla, sorry about the construction. I know it's been really noisy.
Yeah. Marla walks away.
You care too much what people think.
But we're friends. We've had so many playdates together. It was crazy.
So she's in a bad mood. Who cares?
I care. Just because you can remove yourself enough to feel superior to everyone doesn't mean I can't.
What the hell is that?
It's what you do so you're never affected by people.
Huh. Wow.
Jane tosses down crayons and envelopes at a stationery store checkout. She looks at her shopping list. She's on an escalator in a shopping mall, looking pale and weary. She checks her list again. Clutching some clothes, she joins the end of a long queue to pay for them. Her hair is scraped back. She wears no makeup. In the cinema, Aaron stares at the screen while his new friend smiles at him.
I can take the next customer.
At the shop, a couple step in front of Jane.
No, 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 wait. Excuse me. I was next.
No, you weren't.
But you can't do that. Hey, I was waiting in line. It's not right.
Let me help them and then I'll help you.
Jane turns to the queue.
Did you see that? Were they in front of me? No, this is crazy. I've been waiting in line. How important could being in front of me be?
Calm down, all right?
No, I mean, really, what kind of person are you? Do you feel like you really got away with something? Is this really worth it, Keith?
I'm sorry, but could you just step over there and wait your turn?
Seriously.
Is there a manager here? Is there a manager here?
I'm the manager. How can I help you? Is everything all right?
No, everything's not all right. I'm angry because these two people cut in line in front of me and everyone is letting them get away with it. Them, there, those two people with their stupid fucking faces.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to ask you to leave the store, ma'am.
Me, you kick out, and to them, you do nothing?
I'm sorry.
The manager escorts her.
Just let me buy what I need.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, then take it all, then!
She throws down the clothes and walks into the shop window, falling to the floor.
On top of it, I don't get the part where the guy tells the other guy not to come to the house.
No, 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 you're not, I don't think you're supposed to get it. It's like, it's deliberately confusing.
Really, you sure?
I don't know what I'm saying. are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving. Should we go and find somewhere to eat?
Just earlier today, I went to a farmer's market and I live right up the street. So, I mean, I
really?
Could make us something.
Oh, listen, yeah. I don't want to impose.
No, 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 please, I love to cook. It would be my pleasure.
You've got such a great place. And your paintings and stuff. Did your wife decorate or did you?
You know, my wife pretends to be interested in that stuff, but she's not. I ended up doing the whole thing myself, pretty much.
My wife's into her designing, but I pretty much did the house.
I think we're ready. Do you mind grabbing that?
Yeah.
Thank you. How long have you guys been married?
8.5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Us too.
No.
Yeah.
You have kids?
No. No. You guys?
Yeah, we have a son. Was that a conscious decision?
We tried actually for years, but at this point it looks like it's not gonna work out.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's actually been a huge strain on our relationship.
How so?
Oh, you know, just not being able to get pregnant and, you know.
The two men smile wistfully at each other.
I'm sorry, this is weird. Maybe I'm being too intimate.
No, no, it's okay. It's funny, I feel really comfortable with you, so.
Me too, I'm glad. Usually when I try to become friends with another guy, he thinks I'm hitting on him.
I mean, just because you care about what you wear doesn't mean to say you're gay, right?
Exactly. I love your shirt, by the way.
Christine and Franny are waiting at the hospital.
Her hair alone should have been a sign. You think she just stopped bathing?
No, just shampooing.
Huh. Maybe she's upset because her husband's gay.
God, why do you always say that?
On.
He's not gay.
But what else could he be?
Well, he's not. He's just Aaron.
Oh, Aaron hurries in.
I can't believe I had my phone off. I was at the movies. I forgot to turn it back on.
She's not out yet.
Is she okay?
Yeah, yeah.
He sits down next to the women.
Well, you know, she always did want a nose job. It's not funny.
How bad is her face?
My God.
She broke her nose.
Yeah.
Was she in a lot of pain?
Actually, she couldn't stop laughing when she was conscious.
What's even weirder is that she hates Old Navy. I mean,
I love Old Navy.
Christine nods at Olivia.
That's good. So where were you?
I was at the movies with a friend of mine.
Which friend?
New friend, this guy I met.
Christine and Franny exchange knowing looks.
So, Olivia, you gonna talk to me or what?
Look, it was a really stupid idea. Let's just forget it.
No, I won't. I can't believe you won't talk to me because I asked you two questions.
It wasn't just about two questions, Franny. It was your tone.
What happened? Huh? She wants to be a personal trainer.
Olivia shrugs. Christine frowns at her, head on one side.
Oh, you know what? Fuck all of you guys. All right, look, I'm sorry. I don't have my entire life figured out.
Olivia, we love you. We're the ones who love you.
It's not like we have all our lives figured out.
Oh, that is such bullshit.
You chose to quit your job.
That job was intolerable.
That's still you.
Olivia looks away. Christine raises her eyebrows.
Well, I hope Jane will be okay for the benefit thing.
Oh, shit, we're late to wear.
My God.
I don't understand. I don't understand these fundraisers. I mean, they waste all this money on these parties. Why don't they just give the money to the scientists or to the sick people?
But you know what? They don't. They throw a party so rich people like me can spend $10,000 on a table, and then they give it to the sick people. Okay? That's how it's done.
Erin takes a deep breath. In her bathroom, Olivia is trying to squeeze cream from an empty sample tube. She throws it down in frustration. She opens a drawer full of cosmetics and rummages through it impatiently. She slams the drawer shut and goes into the living room to make a call.
Hello?
Hi. It's Olivia.
You cannot call me here.
Come on, you know, I really need to see you.
That's not possible.
Don't you miss me at all?
I have to hang up.
Oh, come on, just answer me.
I gotta go. I'll see ya.
Hello?
Olivia looks taken aback.
Hi. This is Olivia.
Olivia? My husband's one-night stand?
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you consider 2 months a one-night stand, could you please put him on the phone?
Olivia, why don't you go find a husband of your own?
Oh. I would if I fucking could, Edie! Fuck off!
Hey, what about this one, honey?
That one, Christine, is scrawny and dead. I'm not spending $100 on that.
They're all $100.
It's disgusting.
Why? You'd spend it on something else. Why not a Christmas tree?
Because we throw them away.
That's crazy.
No, $100 on a Christmas tree, that's what's crazy.
Christine shrugs.
What's that?
Nothing. I'm just trying to be more like Franny. Not annoyed.
Good. So, let's not get one.
Fine.
But I want one.
David grabs a large tree.
All right.
Sorry, honey. That one's more money.
Fuck it.
See, honey, there are a lot of things that are wrong and right. And as you get older, you try to figure out which ones are which. I mean, some are big and obvious, like don't kill anybody or hurt anybody on purpose. And some are trickier. And sometimes you do the wrong thing before you know you're doing the wrong thing. You want some of these? These are cute.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Okay, say you're taking a test and you don't know the answer. So you look at the guy's paper sitting next to you and you copy his answer.
That's bad, right?
Right, you should not do that. But while you're doing it, you're thinking to yourself, well, this doesn't hurt anybody, what difference does it make? Well, it does make a difference because those little things add up.
So what you should understand?
There are a lot of injustices, a lot of things that aren't fair. And when people make it worse by doing the wrong things, like taking your parking space or cutting in front of you in line in a store, and then they're just making the world an uglier place.
Jane, her nose bandaged, is passing decorations to Aaron and their son as they dress the Christmas tree. Olivia carries towels into a bathroom. She stacks some by the twin basins and hangs one on a rack, carefully straightening it. She tidies the toiletries by the basins. She looks down at a jar of the cream she's had samples of. Franny and Matt are in a toy shop carrying stacks of boxes.
I figured out why Christine always thinks Aaron is gay. It's because she wants someone else to have as bad a marriage as she does. And then she just gets mad because she thinks Jane's in denial.
Yeah, I have no idea what you just said.
Matt picks up another box.
Don't you think we have enough?
Oh, a couple more.
Well, they won't know what hit them.
Yeah, well, isn't that the point?
Mike, sprawled on a bed, waves a vibrator.
Hey, look it.
Hey, stop. Don't go through her stuff.
Well, she leaves it right here.
Well, it's her house. Where else is she supposed to put it?
I don't know. Hidden somewhere? I'm just scared you're going to find it.
I didn't. You did. Did you clean those shelves?
Yeah.
He tosses the vibrator back in the drawer.
I got you a Christmas present.
He plunks down a silver carrier bag.
Ah.
Smiling, she brushes back her hair and eagerly looks in the bag.
Hey.
Mike lies on the bed while Olivia vacuums.
You missed a spot over there. Get it?
She's in a sexy maid's outfit.
Okay, back here. Yeah, back here. Faster.
She vacuums vigorously.
Okay, turn it off.
What?
Put the vacuum down. Done with that now. Dust the trellis. And don't miss any spots. And it's delicate. It's very delicate. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, Mr. Mike.
Yeah, get the lower bits. And don't be sloppy. They're delicate.
All right, you know what? Come on. I thought this whole maid's thing was about sex.
It will be.
When?
David and Christine pull up outside their home with the Christmas tree on the car roof. Their house looks like a building site. Christine waves to Marla, who ignores her. Looking crestfallen, Christine glances at David.
I'll be right back.
She strides past the builders to go next door. The ugly, part-finished extension sits on the roof, blocking the view from the neighbor's house. Horrified, Christine stares at it with Marla, who looks at her accusingly.
Well, what the fuck did you think? That somehow we could all just see through it?
Christine approaches the builders.
Excuse me. You guys have to stop, okay? You have to stop working. Guys! You have to stop, okay? You have everybody, the job's over, all right? No more work, please. Go home, you guys can go. Does anybody speak English? Anyone? No work, you can all go home, you understand?
No work?
No work, exactly, no work. You can all go home, okay? Adios.
Go home?
Go home, and la casa,
si. Hey, what the hell are you doing?
We have completely ruined our street. Do you know what we've done?
Guys, go back to work, please. Yes, sigue trabajando, por favor.
No,
te preocupes
de lo que dice ella,
okay? No le escuche.
No, David, listen. No, I just came from Marla's house. We've completely ruined her view and everybody else's. I mean, our house is so fucking huge. No one can barely see the sky anymore.
But you didn't know. Right.
No, what? That we were doing something really, really gross? No, I didn't.
What planet are you on? Everybody in the neighborhood is doing this. Marla's just trying to make you feel guilty. You're the one that wanted the view. How the fuck else would you see the ocean from the bedroom?
Olivia is in the sexy maid's outfit in the bed at one of the apartments she cleans. She looks around disinterestedly while Mike, naked, lies on top of her, thrusting energetically. Christine is at home, cooking, looking tearful.
Hi, Christine. This is Melanie Charney. Do you know that maid you recommended? I'm sure this isn't the case, but I just wanted to know how well you know her. Because, I don't know, this is silly, but I'm missing a $75 jar of face cream, and I just can't imagine where it went. I mean, what kind of person would steal someone's face cream? Will you give me a call when you can?
David enters.
We're more than halfway through.
We're not stopping now.
You don't care about other people.
You knew. You just didn't want to pay attention.
I didn't know.
You notice what you want.
Ow!
She scolds herself on a pan.
I'm going out for a while.
Are you all right, honey? Did you burn yourself?
What are you talking about?
Nothing. I just burned the fuck out of my hand, and I politely asked myself if I was all right. It's something you seem to be incapable of doing.
What?
I just burned my hand. Did you notice?
I don't know. Yes, I guess so.
Well, does it ever occur to you to say, are you all right?
You are all right.
But does it ever occur to you to ask?
If you're all right, which you clearly are, then what the fuck is the difference? If you want me to know you're all right, why don't you just tell me?
Oh. Okay, so say I scrape the fuck out of my arm and I yell, ow. And you don't say anything. I should say, don't worry, honey. I'm all right.
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Exasperated, he shakes his head and leaves. Christine looks anguished. Mike and Olivia are kissing outside the apartment by their cars.
So I will speak to you soon. I had a good time.
Oh, I thought we were going to go to dinner or something.
I can't. I can't. I wish I could. I already have a plan for dinner. I'm sorry.
He leaves.
Thanks for my present. Oh.
He comes back.
We almost forgot. My cut.
Reluctantly, she takes some cash out of her pocket.
You really want this money?
Well, I helped.
You're a fuck.
She hands him some notes, glaring at him. He leaves. As he drives off in a metallic convertible BMW, she follows him. He indicates right at a junction. He swerves around a truck. She's on his tail. He turns right at amber traffic lights. It's dark. He parks outside a bar and goes in. She stops, then drives up behind his car as a parking valet gets into it. She walks into the smart bar, hair untidy, in a scruffy check shirt. Mike is at the bar with a girl from the cafe. Olivia watches him take cash from his pocket. At home, Jane, nose bandaged, in a dressing gown, holds Christine's hand as they sit at the kitchen table.
You just will. People do. But how? I can't even imagine. Does one of us move out? Him or me?
Yeah.
Jane looks down and rubs Christine's hand.
I can't believe I'm talking about this.
Aaron enters and shuffles past them to the sink.
I'm sorry, Aaron. You can have your wife back. I should go anyway.
Aaron, carrying a glass of water, kisses Christine on the top of her head as he passes.
Just take your time.
He pats Jane on the shoulder and leaves with his drink. Christine is close to tears. Olivia is on the phone rubbing cream from a full-size jar into her feet.
Hi, my name is Olivia, and I am the lady that cleans your house. And I'm calling to say that I'm not going to be able to come to work anymore. Actually, I got another job. I'm very sorry.
Perched on the bed, she looks down at her address book.
Hey, it's Marty. Leave a message after the beep. All right.
Hi. This is Olivia. I'm the lady that cleans your house, and I'm calling to say that I'm not going to be able to...
Hey.
Oh, hi. You're there.
Yeah.
I'm calling to tell you that I'm not going to be able to do it anymore.
Well, how come?
Well, Because I just... Well, actually, I got a job.
What is it?
In cosmetics.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, what do you do?
I am presently not employed at the moment.
Well, what did you do?
A little bit of everything, a lot of nothing.
Scruffy and unshaven, Marty lolls on his sofa, the phone resting on his shoulder. Olivia frowns.
Do you want to go out sometime?
Olivia shrugs.
Sure.
Good.
Olivia smiles, looking confused. She comes out of a changing room wearing a gray slip.
Pretty good, huh?
That's very nice. Very pretty. God, is this too dressy for homeless people?
ALS. ALS.
Why do I keep forgetting that?
Oh, wow, this is soft. When did you start working with this fabric?
It gets little holes in it, though.
Really?
I'm kind of afraid to move.
It looks cuter when it gets little holes.
Jesus, not when you're paying $800 for it.
But you're not paying for it.
No, I didn't mean anything
okay.
by that.
I know it's overpriced, but it has to be.
I'm paying for mine.
Shut up.
I will.
Just shut up.
Why shouldn't I?
Because it's a gift.
Olivia hugs Jane.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Jane places flowers around Olivia's neck. The women smile at their reflection in a mirror standing in line. Jane points to Christine's waistcoat.
I don't know about that.
I know this.
Take it off. Take it off. Take it off.
Thank you so much. It's just a little runny. I'm sorry.
I'll make it again. No.
You should not apologize. He should be apologizing.
You should order them over medium, honey.
No. Then they come back dry. Always. Especially here.
Oh, well, we've never been here, actually.
Who picked it?
I did.
I really like it. I really like it.
So Gretchen, what do you do?
We run the company together. Aaron's the artist and I'm pretty much the bookkeeper.
No.
I always give socks as presents.
Really?
I have for years.
So do we, but you can only give your wares away for so long, and then you actually have to buy something.
Didn't I ask for coffee about an hour ago?
Excuse me, could I have some more
fell off the face of the fucking earth. So what do you have to do? You know, they only have one job to do, and I can't even do that right.
Jane.
What?
Please.
What?
Will you not have one of your fits? I mean, we're having a really lovely time. Okay?
Jane looks resigned and sips her drink. The other couple are driving home.
He's gay.
He's not gay.
Oh,
you just met his wife.
Who has a serious bug up her ass.
She has a reason.
Does.
I mean, what does she have to complain about? Do you know how much her clothes cost? They're hideously overpriced.
Sweetheart, you buy them.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
Who cares if you don't get another cup of coffee? Was it really worth making us look like crazy people in front of our new friends? Just tell me, what horrible injustice was done to you that you have to act this way? What is it that you don't have that you have to, you know, walk straight into a plate glass window? Or that you can't even get up the incentive to wash your fucking hair?
I'll wash my hair.
Yeah, when? Have you seen it recently? And just tell me, are you intending to go to the benefit thing looking like that?
Well, what's the point? It just gets dirty and you have to wash it all over again.
You know, that's what civilized people do. They get up and they wash their hair. And when it gets dirty, they wash it again.
Well, I don't want to.
Jesus! I mean, is this your idea of rebelling against the way things are?
I'm not rebelling against
anybody.
Well,
what are you doing?
I'm just tired.
Of what?
I just guess I feel like there's no more wondering what it's going to be like.
Like what's going to be like?
My fabulous life.
She stares ahead miserably.
You don't like your life?
She turns to look at him.
No, I do. I like my life.
Aaron grips the steering wheel.
Good.
Franny and Matt are getting dressed.
God, I hate black tie.
You know, Olivia's bringing some guy again.
We're buying some guy $1,000 dinner.
I know. At first I was kind of annoyed, but then I just feel so bad that I introduced her to Mike. I mean, I had no idea he'd be such a dick. And then she knew David wasn't coming, and there's an extra seat, so, you know.
Still have to talk to him.
Well, just sit at the other side of the table. It's for a good cause.
What, ALS or Olivia?
Marty opens the door to Olivia.
Wow, you look amazing.
Thank you.
Maybe this guy will be the right one. It only takes one.
Do I have a smudge?
No. It's just I think you might be a little casual. Do you have a tie?
He goes to fetch one. Olivia walks in.
So what's he like?
He sounded kind of nice. More like her than her other boyfriends.
Isn't it weird how they throw these fancy parties for money? I mean, why don't they just give the money to the sick people directly? It seems like such a waste, right? Anyway.
Olivia nods, smiling.
You know, I don't think the two of you have much in common.
I know. I sometimes wonder if we met now, if we'd be friends.
Not likely.
Probably not.
Olivia and Marty sit on his sofa laughing. She smokes a joint and passes it to him.
Max?
Yes?
Do you like these shoes? Or are they too clunky?
What's clunky mean?
It means, you know, heavy, not delicate, like chunky.
Christine smiles at her son.
You're not going to give me any help, are you? Good boy.
When we met, I had like 400 different kinds, remember?
Yeah, I do.
I was obsessed with shampoo.
Uh-huh.
I thought if I could find the right one, my hair would be the hair I always wanted. Like, every time I washed, it was a new opportunity, a new chance to be pretty. Just right. Then I married you, and I found out they all had the same shit in them.
Aaron is shaving. Jane goes into the shower. Mm.
You guys, I love this stuff. This is amazing. Look at this, this is expensive stuff.
Oh my God, would you smell that candle? Vomit.
What?
Here.
Oh, please.
You serious?
Yeah.
You know what? Give her the whole thing.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh my God.
I'm keeping mine.
The friends are at the benefit dinner.
If you want to, you could just donate that directly to ALS.
Oh, fuck you.
Marty smiles at Olivia.
How is Max?
He's okay. He's gonna go to a shrink, you know, I think it'll help him.
Yeah, that's good.
In case you're wondering, my husband and I just split.
I know, Olivia told me everything.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm divorced too. Oh. It's really hard at first.
Marty has a daughter. And I actually saw a picture of her. She's so cute.
She's 10. She's beautiful.
Really? What's her name?
Ivy.
Ivy. I love that name.
Yeah. So Marty, what do you do? I mean, for a living.
I dabble in some stuff and opportunities, investments, and I get stuff done.
Oh.
Olivia looks at the program.
There's so much stuff in this auction.
Yeah, there are.
Reese Witherspoon will knit me a sweater.
Sweetheart, look at this.
So weird.
Tandem bike, we could get that and ride that.
How long would that
take? Does anyone know what a donzai boat is?
I don't.
Oh my God, who would pay to walk on Nip/Tuck?
Well, God, I would. I'd be there in a shot.
That surprises me.
Why?
It's pretty fucking small for $1,000.
Jane, please.
Before we start eating our really small food, I want to make a toast to the fact that, you know, we don't have ALS or anything horrible.
Olivia nods solemnly.
Yet.
Jesus, Matt.
No. It's true. This is when it starts. This is the age.
No shit, man. I just found out I have 15% bone loss.
What does that mean? What is bone loss? What is
it? It's absolutely normal. It's like kind of before osteoporosis
Welcome.
Sets in.
And thank you all for being part of this very important evening. Project ALS is driving scientific research forward. And tonight we are paying tribute to the individuals.
Olivia looks lovingly at Marty as he smooths down his tie. He looks unkempt with straggly hair and baggy clothes. Matt and Franny are driving home in the dark.
You're the prettiest one there.
Franny looks across at Matt, smiling warmly. Aaron and Jane are driving home.
He was actually really nice. And did you see his jacket? It was really quite beautiful.
Whose?
Olivia's boyfriend. And the fabric was quite gorgeous.
Oh, I don't think so. And I know fabric.
No, no, I felt it on the way out. It was cashmere.
Huh.
Pretty expensive.
Oh, he just seemed nice, you know? And she looked sort of happy.
And the girls just look great in your clothes.
Jane stares out of the car window. Her hair is curly and stylish.
You were the prettiest one there.
Jane and Aaron exchange loving looks. Jane grins broadly. Christine arrives home and smiles at the babysitter.
Hi.
Hi.
You go to sleep okay?
Yeah, it was fine.
Okay. Thanks. Good night.
Good night.
Marty is driving Olivia home.
Oh, I know they're a really depressed group of people.
No, that's probably why I was so comfortable around them.
Really? You like them?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about Matt, though. God, he asked you all those questions about your work.
Marty rubs his chin and looks embarrassed.
I don't usually tell people this unless I've known them for a long time, but I don't work.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I mean, if I could figure out a way not to do it, I wouldn't either. I mean, right?
No, I mean, I'm really rich.
Olivia turns towards him and chortles.
Yeah, you wish.
No, I mean, my family, my father, actually, was incredibly wealthy, and I inherited all his money, and I don't need to work, so I don't.
Marty's eyes dart towards Olivia nervously.
Well, that's great. Good for you.
Marty grins, relieved. Olivia smiles delightedly, shrugging her shoulders. Christine sits at her laptop drinking coffee from a red mug, reading her script.
I just can't take the in-laws anymore, Richard. They're wearing down my nerves. Well, what do you think it's like for me? And your sister with those spaghetti dishes. I thought you liked the way my sister cooked. She...
Christine looks across at David's empty desk, wistfully. As she gets up, she bangs her knee.
Ow! Ow!
You okay, Miss Christine?
Christine rubs her leg thoughtfully. There is a for sale sign outside the house. The builders have gone. The extension is unfinished. A couple walk past with their dogs. Olivia and Marty are sitting up in bed together.
So... I was thinking like a nice armoire over there.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I like those.
And maybe some new curtains.
I always wanted to get this if I just don't know where to go.
Oh, I know where to go.
Really?
Yeah.
So you'll help me?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, no, there's...
As Olivia looks around the bedroom, Marty steals an admiring glance at her.
Hey, can I ask you something?
He looks worried.
Uh-oh. You know, remember when we first met and, you bargained down my price?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? I mean, when you have a lot of money.
I'm sorry.
She shrugs.
I guess I have some issues.
You do?
He nods awkwardly.
You know, people sort of problems, I have them.
She smiles and clasps his hand.
That's okay.
She nods, patting his hand. He smiles shyly. She looks away with a sad expression.
I got problems.
She smiles at him tenderly, her head on one side. She rocks as they hold hands. The end.